Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Phil, let's talk about what they want to do. They really want to increase service.
Yeah, they do. They want to triple it. An average of about 60,000 riders a day, or 60,000 trips. So figure that's about 30,000 round trip up and down the peninsula to and from San Francisco and down to the San Jose. Now, what they want to do is triple it. They want to bring it up to 180,000 and take it all the way down to Gilroy. What they're looking at is basically turning Caltrain and that whole peninsula run into a BART-like system that goes all the way into the Salinas Valley.
So one of the differences when you reference the BART system, it's more of a show-up-and-go type pattern rather than following a schedule.
Right, but they're going to be changing that. They want that to be a sort of a scheduled run to every 7 to 8 minutes, 7.5 minutes, a train's going to show up one way or the other. You know, the idea is for it to become a commuter and commercial line like that's already built. I mean, the tracks are there, and what they're doing now with the money from the high-speed rail and from the feds is they're sort of fudging it a bit, and what they're doing is they're switching from diesel engines that they have now. They're in the process of redoing the tracks to make them electric, like BART tracks are. So the difference between an electric car and a diesel car is like your car. You got to step it on the gas. It takes a while. You got to pull everything behind you. You know, the cars, the trains. On an electric train, boom, you hit the electricity and all the cars move at once. So they move faster. It's a cheaper ride. It's going to cost a lot of money, but it would open up that entire corridor for a commuter line. And like I said, from Gilroy all the way up to San Jose, and a lot of people say that's where the next growth is going to be, because the last time you drove down to Monterey, you saw a lot of green space and a lot of traffic. The traffic down there is really heavy between that area and San Jose, and you put those two things together and you're looking at the next growth area.
But to be clear, they're just going to do this on existing tracks and run more trains on those tracks.
And change the type of trains that they're running, Patty. That is really the important part, is switching from the old diesel train to an electric BART car. And look, while this is going on, they're laying tracks, or at least, you know, the mental tracks of how to do this down there. And fiscally, they're looking for the money. And it's going to probably take be part of some sort of mega bond that they're going to put on for either 9 counties or 21 counties all around Northern California. The second one that's going to be, you're going to keep an eye out on, is the line from the Central Valley, from Stockton into Dublin Pleasanton. Keep those two areas. That's where the growth is. That's what they're pitching.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.